Mr. Herman.
Poop again!
Five, four, three, two.
Extreme close up!
All right,
fantastic.
Cool.
This is wonderful.
You're wearing my favorite outfit, too.
Thanks.
Black.
North Face. Green shirt.
Mm-hmm. Pretty
backwards
standard.
Cap.
Nice glasses.
Glasses. We're all wearing glasses.
Black frame.
All a bunch of four-eyed fucks today. Oh, anyway. Welcome back into the Radcast, everybody. I'm Steven.
I'm Matt.
And we are working with a new microphone configuration again.
I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah,
but,
I know you all can see it. So I'm just saying that up front, just in case, like, when I'm editing, I hear, like, some sort of mishap with the audio, and I'm like, God damn it. Well, let me go record a disclaimer.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying it now. And if nothing bad, then great. Thank you all for joining us again for episode 102.
I am Matt.
I am Steven. Did we already say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Every sentence it's going to end with, and I am Matt. And I am Steven for the rest of the episode.
Yeah, exactly.
But yes, again,
it's called a refrain.
Yes, enough chicanery. Welcome back into the podcast, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. If you listened to 2005. Last
yes.
week, we talked about 2005, another episode of our year-by-year retrospective, but we are back to talk about a subject that we know very little about.
Yeah, usually on the podcast, our episodes are geared towards things that we know about.
Yeah, exactly.
Or at least
yeah.
have enough of a knowledge to have a conversation.
It's by
yeah.
design.
Yeah.
You know, it's by, you know, we kind of cater some of the guests that we have
yeah.
on according to a shared interest mm-hmm. in the subject that we're talking about. We catered the guests towards more so an interest he has, but
yeah.
us as curious bystanders.
Yeah, we like to shake things up. Kind
yeah,
of
just
shift
a little
the
bit.
Angle on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for those
bit.
Of you that have been with us for all of our podcasts, you know when we did our podcast, The Proper Gentleman Podcast, we did a couple episodes about Pokemon
mm-hmm.
because our co-producers, co-hosts, and good buddies,
yeah.
Jake Vielewald, Zach Matthews, and Jeff Wright, are huge Pokemon guys.
Mm-hmm.
We also had Jake and Zach on a couple years ago on the Radcast to talk about Pokemon.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
I couldn't remember. I was like, we
yeah.
did a Pokemon
so
episode.
So we did.
But
we did.
I couldn't remember if that was Proper Gents. We did two of them.
Yeah,
but,
we did
yeah,
do
yeah.
two for Proper Gents, but we did one
okay.
for the Radcast.
Yeah.
But now we're doing a second one for the Radcast. Pokemon Part Deux. We have a different guest on making his first appearance. We'll get to him here in just a moment. But Matt, why don't you let everyone know where they can find us?
You can find us on Instagram, on social media. We only have Instagram. We're at the Radcast. The cast is spelled with a K. The Radcast is all one word. If you search us on there, you'll see our logo.
Mm-hmm.
Any podcast app of choice, Spotify, Stitches, Apple Podcasts, all major podcast platforms. Our picture's on, not Steven and I's picture, but
right.
the logo is on
yeah.
there. So if you cross-reference it with Instagram.
It's kind of our picture.
Yeah, actually, yeah, the cartoonish version
yeah.
of our picture.
Thank you, Jeff Wright.
Thank you, Jeff Wright, Jeff Wright Designs. But you can find us on there, and wherever you can do it, please rate and review.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to download, subscribe. If you are a returning listener, hello. If you're here just for our guest, hello.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Or our guest, our subject, whatever.
Guest, subject, whatever.
Whatever.
Big,
yeah.
no big
so,
whoop.
So what? Who cares? So what? Who cares? So let's not keep you all waiting and not keep our guest waiting. Ladies and gentlemen, good pal of ours making his first appearance on the show to talk about Pokemon Part Deux.
Yeah.
Mr. Josh Turtle.
Josh Turtle.
Hello,
hello,
Josh.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
you're very welcome, sir. Is this your very first podcast appearance?
It is my very first podcast. I was a little nervous before I came in. Yeah. Heart was racing a little bit, but
you'll be okay.
You'll be all right.
I got a good feeling about you, kid. I got a good feeling about you.
And you came prepared.
He did. He texted us. He's like, in the interest of being overprepared, I took 5 pages of notes. I was like, you're already a perfect guest.
And I brought my Pokemon cards.
Yes, I'm like, which you will not be able to see, but we will.
Yeah.
And we'll try and describe it as best as we can.
Yes. Yeah. Josh won't, but Matt and I will.
Yeah, exactly. I think it will be very funny.
Yeah.
But you are somewhat of a podcast connoisseur, am I correct?
Sure. I listen to all kinds of podcasts. I listen to Lex Free, like educational podcasts, comedy podcasts, Rogan, you know, all the comedy guys.
Yeah.
Tom Segura,
sure.
So now you are in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You are on another comedy podcast.
Yes. Yep.
The Radcast. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
I am
good
Matt.
Answer.
Yeah.
I'm Steven.
And I'm Josh.
Yes. Hello, Josh. Before we get into Pokemon, though, we in the world of animation and in comic books and just the world of just great people,
voice acting.
We got some devastating news today. The day that we were recording this, Batman.
Mm-hmm.
has passed away.
Batman.
Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman for the last 30 years, passed away and has been absolutely heartbreaking.
Totally crushed.
Josh, I can imagine you watched your fair share of Batman in the animated series growing up.
I did a little bit growing up. I heard about that today. That is not exciting. And
on the Arkham games
The Arkham games. Batman.
Batman,
the animated series, Justice League, Batman Beyond.
Not only a great voice, but a great person.
Great.
Like humanitarian. Definitely during after 9/11 he went and worked in soup kitchens and stuff like that, and just an advocate for the LGBTQ because he was gay himself. And so it's just someone who was full of life. Robin Williams' roommate at Juilliard.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's cool.
Yeah. And he also Christopher Reeves was there at the same time.
Yeah.
So Batman and Superman were there at the same time. So just totally heartbreaking.
Absolutely. Pillar of our childhood was Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah. Yep.
So just to lose Kevin Conroy the day that we're recording this, you know, November 11th, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah. He deserves a whole episode, but we would at least
give a little bit of, you know, our words on it. And sometime in the future we'll talk more about him and Batman the Animated Series at some point.
Yep.
But we're talking about Pokemon today. Josh, first and foremost, I don't know if we ever told you, we never were really into Pokemon growing up, but we did, like a lot of people when it came to the States, kind of got a little bit of that, you know, a little bit of that itch,
that
a little bit of that taste, you know, we were familiar
Not
with
Electabuzz.
Yeah, exactly. We were familiar.
I know that riff.
We were familiar with all of the outlets.
Yep.
But as far as your history with Pokemon, why don't you give us a little bit of insight into that?
Sure. My history with Pokemon, I think it came out right when I was 5 or 6. So that hit me right in that sweet spot of... we got you now. Mm-hmm. Like, it it means so much to me.
It's okay. Take your time.
Yeah. So I think I started with the card game, but I never really, like, played the card game. I just collected them.
Yeah, of course.
And a big part of it was I wanted to, like, read the cards. So I was like... 4, 5, and 6, kind of that was when it came out. So I wanted to learn to read so I could read the cards because all my older friends were like showing me and I just didn't know what I was looking at, but I knew it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen at that point.
Of course.
Just based on the pictures.
Cooler than the Playboys they would usually show you.
Yeah.
That's how a lot of my friends learn to read.
Playboys.
But of course, I mean, there's that the illustrations on the cards and just the vibrant colors and the character designs, I'm sure was the thing to where like, that's the hook and the pull. And now like, I want to know about these characters. So I better learn. Like, I need to learn to read. Yeah. Like Porky says in Little Rascals.
That's, I feel like that's what a lot of people say, especially like all of our friends that are big Pokemon fans.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are like, I had the cards, but I didn't really know how to play.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of those things to where, like, there were Pokemon tournaments and mm-hmm. stuff like that, but I don't know a whole lot of people that did know how to play. Same with, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Because mm-hmm. I know you play Yu-Gi-Oh! As well.
Yeah. I play Yu-Gi-Oh! And that's the card game that I gravitated the most towards
right.
because the show was about the card game.
Right.
Like, it's yeah. It wasn't you're throwing a Pokeball and so right. a Pokemon mm-hmm. comes out and the Pokemon fights.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
you're doing the action.
Yeah.
You're playing the card game. So it translated to real life better,
right.
I feel like. And that game hooked me, and I'm still playing today.
Yeah.
I've, you know, went off and on, but mm-hmm. No, I'm still playing that. But never really got into the Pokemon card game at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It felt a little, I guess, harder to pick up.
Sure,
but
yeah.
Some of the mechanics, there were,
right.
like, tokens involved or
yeah.
something. I'm like, I don't want
to. What
I was,
the F?
Math. I don't know. Yeah. Man, I was told there'd be no math, so.
Yeah, I was told. Pikachu told me there was no math yeah. in perfect English.
Yeah. Perfect English.
But I can imagine, too, like, because the appeal of the card, like, if you start with the cards, I can think like that's cool, but once you start seeing how dynamic the
mm-hmm.
show is and how the video games are,
yeah.
I can imagine the cachet to the cards is like a little lackluster unless
yeah.
like you unless you really want to find out how the card game works.
Yeah.
I feel like the cards they were released in America before the show. I think
I wrote it down.
Oh,
yes,
please.
Refer to your notes, please.
Yeah, the card game came out in December of 1998 in the States,
mm-hmm.
and they were all within, like, months of each other.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it is a little cloudy what came first
sure.
in my life,
yeah.
but I think it was the cards.
Yeah.
And then the show came out, I guess the show came out in September of 1998.
Gotcha.
But it was
okay.
all right around the same couple months.
Yeah. Sure. I know mm-hmm. the video games, I think, were the very first thing. What's it like, Red and Blue or?
Red and Blue.
Red and Blue,
yes.
yeah. Charizard and Blastoise.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Which, fun fact, Steven, for years, thought his name was Blastoids.
Until we did our first PGP episode on Pokemon, I, for years, thought Blastoise name was Blastoids.
Yeah, because you kept calling him Blastoids, and we're like, it's Blastoise.
Well, like,
even I know that, dang.
Well, listen, plebe. yes. Or noob, sorry. Listen, noob.
Is that a Pokemon?
Yeah.
Noob.
Noob Sabat is a Pokemon.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
But yeah, I kept calling him, I called him Blastoids a couple times, and one of our buddies, like, it was either Jake or Jeff or someone,
yeah.
was like, Blastoise. And I was like, what? And they're like,
you
keep saying Blastoids. It's not like an antacid. It's Blastoise.
Oh,
it's
right.
like Blastois.
Yeah,
it's French.
French.
But that's genius marketing to like,
oh, yeah.
here's what to expect. And so I imagine you watch the show to look for, it's like, I got this pack of cards. I don't know what it is. And now you've aroused interest.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to watch the show to see if I can spot
yeah.
whoever these cards are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So in terms of like the media, because obviously there's video games, cards, shows, toys, what would you say? Did you stick your fingers in all the variable pies, or was it like you leaned more towards one thing or towards another?
I would say in the beginning it was a finger in every pie.
Right.
And I tried to get involved in the card game. I definitely watched the show up through probably the second season
mm-hmm.
and then kind of fell off.
Right.
Just because I was kind of getting out of that age group, I
yeah.
guess.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
by the time the third and fourth seasons are coming out, I'm like 12 maybe.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of on to different things.
Right. Right.
And then the video games is probably the most involved I
it's
got
very immersive,
with the game.
Yeah.
yeah. But it is brilliant marketing, I will
yeah.
say, because it's all cyclical. It's like you watch the show, you see the Pokemon in the show, you want that card,
yeah.
you see that, you collect
yeah.
that card, then you want to catch it in the game,
yeah.
and it's just like,
yeah,
it's genius.
It all kind of
oh,
works
yeah.
together. It
yeah.
sounds like.
I think that's what's lent to it being a multi-billion dollar,
mm-hmm.
like,
still today.
Yeah,
I think it's one of the most either the number one most profitable franchise or up there with like top three.
I think I've read the same thing to where it makes in the billions every year, like it profits on that just with that whole business model, whether they meant to or not, that whole model of like that, like you said, kind of the cycle of like you see this here, so you connect here, and then you connect here, and then it just continues on.
Mm-hmm. One feeds into the other, feeds into the other kind of thing. It's brilliant. It's all kind of self-contained.
And then what's cool, because it sounds like for you, like you said, you know, you kind of fell off with the show, probably because I can imagine this was kind of a catalyst for you for like opening the door for other anime.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Pokemon probably is officially the first anime, quote unquote, if we want to call it that.
Right.
It was very Americanized compared to like other anime, but that definitely opened the door to liking all kinds of other anime. Yeah. One Piece, Naruto, all that stuff too.
Yeah. So you're like graduating onto this other anime on television, but it's cool that they've indoctrinated you, if you will, to the point to where, okay, well, I can just invest in the video games. And then you find out more about other Pokemon in the video games.
Yeah.
So as far as that goes, what would you may, Matt's over the course of the week sent you several videos of varying years that they came out. But as far as your
Watch Mojo, baby.
As far as your favorite, you like instantly were like, I've already separated my favorite of the generation. So why don't you give us a little taste of that?
A little taste of like the first generation of favorite Pokemon.
And then maybe, you know, give us a little bit of what you know and we'll maybe ask questions. We may just leave you out just to drown.
Sure. So I think my favorite Pokemon in the entire franchise is a Pokemon called Gengar. Have you heard of that one?
Yeah, heard of him.
So it's either that one or he's tied with his second stage evolution called Haunter.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason he's tied is because Haunter's hands aren't attached to his body.
Oh.
And it's pretty cool looking. Cool. So, go ahead.
Oh, no, sorry to interrupt.
Isn't Gengar like a purple ghost?
Exactly.
Yeah. You mentioned evolutions. And obviously, because I can't remember, did you grow up like in youth group or going to church and stuff like that?
Yep.
So was that like a kind of a conflict in your house or like in your youth group, like the whole pocket monster debacle and like how they're like demons and shit.
No demons, at least not in my house.
Not in my house. No demons, not in my house.
My parents were always pretty cool about that. They realized that this is just a fun little cartoon monster game, and it had no bearing on religion at all or what your religious beliefs are.
Mm-hmm.
However, I did have a friend whose mom, same church, did believe that stuff, and I wanted to go see Pokemon the first movie.
Yeah, I have seen that. Yeah,
it's a great movie. It's touching. It's got cool battles.
Mm-hmm. I remember I just... I keep interrupting you. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine.
The only thing I really remember from that movie is there was, like, duplicates of Pokemon, and I remember Psyduck was slapping Psyduck, and it was like, Psyduck, like, as they connected with each other.
Yeah, if you ever forget their names, too, they say them, like, every little breath.
Yeah. Like, Boil Boy, I'm Boil Boy. That's my favorite Pokemon, Boil Boy.
Boil Boy.
It's just a giant boil with a pinwheel hat.
What's his evolution?
Evolution?
That's fair.
What's evolution?
I don't know.
It's the devil.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah.
But you Psyduck was slapping himself.
Yeah, that's really all I remember.
He was slapping his own ham.
But your friend when the first movie came out.
Yeah. So my mom was going to take me and a group of my friends to go see the movie.
Yeah.
And I was friends with this kid at the time.
Yeah.
And this is what broke the friendship.
I guess you're not friends anymore.
We were like in the car.
Yeah.
Ready to go. And then I think my mom got a call from his mom saying she didn't want him to see that movie. Mm-hmm. And he ruined my party.
What an asshole.
Yeah, I know.
This was a party.
Yeah. Oh, so it was my birthday.
Oh, it was my birthday.
We should have had him picked up by his mom.
So he was already there.
He was in my mom's car.
Oh.
We were going to the movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And so if he can't go, nobody can go.
Yeah. Pretty much. So we went and saw the Recess movie instead.
Oh, man. I mean, Recess is great.
It was a good movie, but I wanted to see Pokemon.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly.
And it's your birthday party.
That's what I'm saying. I should have called his mom and said, come pick up your kid.
Yeah.
Because this is my party.
Yeah, he can go sniff his Christian power cards or whatever.
Exactly.
Because that was like the alternative, right? Because they always got to have a lame alternative to cool things.
Go read those little black those books that those
chick tracks.
Yeah, the
chick
tracks.
Yeah, chick exactly. Tracks.
What was there's I think even up to this day there's still whack job televangelists who still like blame Pokemon for stuff.
I left because of Pokemon. I got divorced because of I blame the Pokemon. Yeah.
My wife started dating women because of Pokemon.
Yeah, she was attracted to the Pokemon. The one that dressed like a woman.
Jinx, I think is the name.
I don't know, though.
I'm sorry, Lord, that I know that.
Jinx, you owe me a marriage. That goes a couple ways, because the Jinx.
Jinx.
Yeah, exactly. And Jinx, the character, you owe me a marriage.
Essentially, yes, that is Pokemon in a nutshell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't help that Jinx kind of looks like a drag queen.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, but continue with your list, please. You mentioned evolutions, and I remember that was a sticking point for a lot of Christian parents.
But that's frustrating, though, that, like, that was a part of, like... That was a part of it, and it ruined your life.
Yeah. I haven't recovered. I'm 30 years old, and I haven't recovered.
He still hasn't seen the movie. It's like, no, I had to see it that day.
It hurts. Mm-hmm. It hurts too much.
So, you were on number two?
One.
One. Okay.
We'll get through this.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And these are in no particular order.
Sure, of course.
Do you know Dragonite?
I've heard
of
Dragonite.
I know the
name. If you name... a lot of the first generation, I will kind of know from, like, osmosis, from, like, other things.
Yeah.
Dragonite was cool. He's the only dragon other than his previous evolution had Dratini, mm-hmm. and then Dragonair, and then it turned into Dragonite.
So with each evolution, they get more powerful?
Yep.
Okay.
And that is arguably why I like Gengar more than Haunter. Even though Haunter looks cooler, Gengar has the stats.
I know some, too, that like start lame, kind of like Magikarp, and then
evolves into
Gyarados.
Yeah, so you guys
know. I did a little bit of work. I watched Mojo, you know what I'm saying? I had to get my Pokemojo, baby.
And that Magikarp is actually based on the old, like, Japanese folk story of the koi turning into the dragon.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's
the koi really cool. Swims up the waterfall and just tries and tries so hard that by the end he becomes like a dragon or something like that.
I will say, in doing some research, there's a lot of lore involved with the Pokemon universe, or at least... just in passing, it's like, according to legend, it is the creator of the Titans and stuff like that. I'm like, that's pretty, because I love like mythology and stuff. And so I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Plus the like the Pokemon guide, at least like the first 150, like the Pokedex, like did you ever have like the guide itself?
I had a book that I could not stop reading when I was a kid. It was a red book with Pikachu on the cover. Do you have that picture in your head?
Yep. I remember seeing it at the book fair.
I saw it on a friend's desk in the third grade and wanted to read it so badly.
So it had the original 150 in there. Did not have Mew.
Right.
Which
was
like 151 or whatever.
Right.
But it had in order by number, so it started with like Bulbasaur and went to just went on because they all have their unique numbers,
right?
And it had their moves listed out, what levels they evolved,
right?
That's awesome.
It was what they're weak against, what they're strong against.
That's
it was super
cool.
I read this thing cover to cover daily.
That's awesome.
I had every Pokemon from the first generation's level that they evolved memorized. When I was playing the games, it was like, I know what to expect. He's gonna learn this move at this level, and like,
that's awesome.
It was
that's great.
An awesome book.
That's nice. Great.
I did have a guide and an actual Pokedex.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah,
like the toy itself.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did it have the voice and everything? Like, Gyarados is
he has a bad temper.
Mine did not have the voice.
Okay.
I think mine was like the first one that came out. They didn't do the voice. It was really kind of bad. It was like a, or not bad, but like, It was old. It was the 90s.
Yeah, it was the 90s.
It was like 8-bit graphics, very nice, digital looking. And yeah. It just made weird beeps and boops.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Like a Tamagotchi pet.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Snorlax is a lazy bitch with a fat ass.
Yeah. So, yeah, sorry. So more of your Pokemon. Oh, more of your favorites.
Nidoking. Okay. Pretty cool. He had a female version. So there's Nidoran, which is the starting one.
Right. Yeah.
And then there's a boy and a girl version. One's purple, one's blue. Mm-hmm. Guess which is which?
Yeah. No.
Oh,
it's a trap.
It's a trap.
I got that guess. That good looking man made me think he was a woman. I hate him for it.
But they eventually go into Nidorino and Nidorina.
Okay.
And then Nidoqueen and Nidoking.
Gotcha.
Cool.
And that was a pretty cool one, just because it was the same Pokemon pretty much to start, and depending on the gender, it kind of became a different thing. And Nidoking was cool because he was just a powerhouse, and he could steamroll the entire game by himself.
Oh, like, man. Mm-hmm. So can you enact just kind of taking it to something I do know about, it's Power Rangers.
Of course.
It's like the Power
Rangers. Josh knows a little bit about Power Rangers.
Watched Mighty Morphin back in the day.
There you go.
Yeah.
They would call on their Zords when the threat started to heighten.
Uh-huh.
And then when it hit a fever pitch, they would need to do Megazord power.
Yeah.
Is it kind of a similar logic? To where, like, you start at one evolution, and then they're like, oh, man, they need to power up. And can they evolve during a match, or?
No. Okay. In the show, yes, they can if they're in, like, a particular scene where the battle is, like, really hard and everything seems lost.
Yeah.
The Pokemon will just start glowing for some random reason, and everyone's like, what the hell's happening?
It's got that glow, like in The Last Dragon.
Yeah.
the other Pokemon trainer's like, what the fuck?
Exactly. Yeah, but not so much in the games.
But proceed.
Where were we?
Nidoking.
Nidoking.
And then Nidoqueen.
Nidoking and Nidoqueen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nidoking could learn an attack. I think it was Fissure, which would one hit KO every Pokemon. Yeah.
That's
it had
cool.
bad accuracy, though, but you can use, like, an item to boost the accuracy, and you just go through the whole game with just him. Let's see. Alakazam.
I've heard about him.
Doesn't he have, like, spoons?
He has spoons,
yeah. Because
does he evolve
Spoon Man! Yeah. His name is Alakazam!
Yeah,
exactly. What
does he evolve from? Because I saw a clip from one of the games that says Spoons has evolved into Alakazam. Is he a spoon? I know I'm kind of being jokey, but I was like, now I'm curious. Why is he Spoons?
So he starts out as Abra.
Abra
has no spoons. Then turns into Kadabra. And then Kadabra has one spoon. And Alakazam gets both spoons when he evolves.
I gotcha. Why spoons?
I think it's just that, like, classic, because it's a psychic Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
So it's like that ESP kind of thing where he's, like, just focusing on it.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
The spoon will bend.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It just shows off how psychic he is.
James Randi shows up. I'd like to disprove this Pokemon's
it's
ability.
It's James Randi!
To bend spoons.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's
James, do you know who James Randi is?
No.
Okay.
He was this guy who pretty much he made his name off of disproving a lot of, like, psychics,
illusionists,
ESPs, magicians. He was a magician himself.
Yeah.
But he was kind of like Penn and Teller.
How,
like, they had their show, like, bullshit. You know? But he was kind of like that. Really fun to watch the cringe videos of him disproving magicians on, like, national TV. It's great.
And psychics.
He like even had like a show to where he would almost like bait them into doing it. It was hilarious.
Like a Sacha Baron Cohen kind of thing.
Yeah. But like it would be like a Sacha Baron Cohen character, but like James Randi actually like did it, like, because that's who he was.
And he's trying to destroy their lives.
It's funny.
Exactly. It's funny for me.
Yeah.
But I do remember Alakazam, because he has his, because he was cool looking too. That aesthetics were big for me as well. Like someone like Machamp was cool looking.
Yeah,
yeah.
Machop, like, yeah, it was cool.
Arcanine.
Yeah. Arcanine is one of the coolest looking.
Yeah.
I think I made a top 10 most badass list.
Yes.
Just based on design choice.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And yeah, Arcanine is up there because nice. Who wouldn't want that?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a huge like dog that is on fire, and
oh, it's just cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's
Charizard. Like Charizard looks awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Charizard, controversial opinion. I'm not a huge fan of.
Interesting.
But it does look cool.
Yeah,
but is that because of his insubordination? You're a bit of a rule follower.
Yeah. On the show, he was a pretty bad boy.
Do I need to give you a spanking, Charizard?
That was Ash Ketchum.
He would look at the camera and be like, I'm a bad little boy.
Wink. Ding.
Exactly.
He's like Gabbo.
Yeah, exactly. Gabbo.
You are so familiar with The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. You know Gabbo. Yeah. But yeah. So Charizard.
All the little kids in Springfield, the little SOBs.
that's Charizard.
Yeah. All little kids in Genoa City are SOBs.
Yeah.
And then he lights them on fire.
Yeah, exactly. Proceed.
Okay.
Or were you going to say something? I'm sorry.
I don't remember. I was going to say, I think you mentioned Charizard, not
Charmander.
Charmeleon.
Yeah.
Because Charmander was cool mm-hmm. with Ash in the show.
Yeah.
They were all buddies. And then. He evolved into Charmeleon and stopped listening, kind of, to Ash in the show.
He's a teenager.
Uh-huh. And then Charizard didn't listen to him almost at all unless it benefited him.
I see. I gotcha.
So, like, if he was in danger, then he would kind of kick into action.
We got ourselves a badass here.
Oh, yeah.
But that correlates with the game mechanic of the actual video games, because if you overlevel a Pokemon
mm-hmm.
before you get a certain badge, they will stop listening to you.
And really?
They'll do an attack that you didn't tell them to do. They'll fall asleep on you.
That is infuriating.
Yeah, but it's to keep the game balanced so you don't get like way too far ahead and then just blast through the content. So it's kind of like a governor on the game.
Interesting. Yeah. Cool. Right on.
Yeah. Next, let's see. I have Gyarados on here.
Gyarados.
Charizard on here. Charizard on
Charizard.
Chardard.
Blastoise.
Oh, that's cool, boy. Is that Chardard?
Blastoids.
Blastoids. Yes.
Mewtwo.
Mewtwo's
awesome.
Mewtwo looks cool. Steven and I have a couple fun Mewtwo stories.
So, in the month or two that we were into Pokemon was
sometimes people would say, "Hey, Mewtwo," and be like, "Did you say Mewtwo?
did you say Which, Mewtwo?"
After this, I actually want to dive into your controversial Pokemon opinions as well.
Okay.
If you have any prepared, I know Charizard kind of came up, and you're like, "I have a controversial opinion about Charizard."
Maybe I do.
All right. But also, we don't want to veer away from written.
Oh, man, I'm not going to list off 100 and something names, we can do whatever you guys want.
I'm very curious to hear your badass looking Pokemon.
Yes, Mewtwo, that was, I think I'll give us a little more credit. I think we were into it a little longer in ways than like 2 months, but we, a little more into our history with it. We got into it mainly because like cards, we thought cards were cool. We were trading card collectors, mainly baseball and hockey.
Mm.
But this was cool because we also loved cartoons and animation. And although we really weren't fond or particular of the show because it was, you know, we saw it more of like an anime, you know, no matter how people kind of see it in regards to anime. We saw it like an anime and we weren't really fond of that art style.
Mm.
More so now we've seen our fair share and we're like, it's cool, you know?
Yeah.
But back then as kids, that wasn't our bag. But we liked the cards, and we saw there were other various, you know, ways of watching it. But the cards were our thing.
Yeah.
So when, like, Mewtwo, the rumblings of Mewtwo coming out, and he would really be shown in the first movie, we were like, whoa, that's pretty awesome. So, like, one time we were at Jamestown Mall, which I'm sure you remember Jamestown Mall, yes.
Love Jamestown Mall.
Yes. You grew up in and around
this area. It's probably where I saw
area.
The Pokemon movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Eventually.
yes. But, man, I'm mad for you.
Right?
But
it's like, what the hell? Yeah. It's my birthday party.
Yeah. But there was the card store there, TJ's Comics and Cards, as you probably remember. But Walden's book was Walden's mm-hmm. books was there, and we were walking into a Walden's books, and there was a guy working there who I guess is like a promotion, like handed us like these Mewtwo cards.
Yeah.
But like they were set up like a Pokemon card, but we also knew as like third graders, like this is a hard card to get. Like this yeah. person's not just gonna keep not just gonna hand this out.
Yes. Like but a promotional card.
It was like
card.
It was a promotional yeah. thing.
Like through a timeshare.
Yeah, exactly. exactly.
Trying to get you to yeah. buy something.
Yeah, exactly. Sit here for the next 4 hours and you'll get this Mewtwo.
yeah, do you want more Pokemon cards? Go over there.
but he handed it to us and it was still cool. Like we were like, oh sweet. Like this is like a badass card.
Yeah.
I said third grade. I think we were younger than that.
Yeah.
But it also like when the shine started wearing off is when we started being like, I don't really want this anymore. So I traded mine for a Batman eraser.
Nice.
So I think it's a fair Pokemon mm-hmm. trade.
I traded mine for a Kurt Warner card.
That's an even
but,
trade.
But it was not a real Kurt Warner card. Oh. Not saying it was like Kurt Warner or something, but like it had like an inspirational quote on the front.
Like a Bible verse.
No stats on the back. yeah. It was like, Kurt was a loser who worked at a grocery store, and he found a football in the parking lot one day, and he threw it at some customer.
And it hit Dick Vermeil in the head. And yeah. Dick Vermeil was like, I need an arm on there mm. and play good football.
Yeah, we will rally around Kurt Warner, and we'll play good football. So obviously it's exaggerating a little bit, but I do remember it was like, you believe you achieve or something like that. Okay. It was a picture of Kurt Warner pointing at the heavens above.
Yep. It's really disappointing.
Probably berating people for watching Pokemon. but that's our fun little story that we saw. We didn't see much value in that we would trade it for the first little thing that walked yeah. through the door.
But again, it was not like an official like Mewtwo no. card. Because mm-hmm. again, we were like...
Did it have like, this was around the time of the movie?
Yeah.
I think so.
I want to say it's probably like
did
a
promotion. Did it
have
like weird hieroglyphic book. Looking things on it?
I think
I
so.
Say so.
Yeah. I might have that still. Oh, maybe it'll.
Give me my Mewtwo, asshole.
yeah, it was me.
Your Warner card is Bubkiss.
did you ever like.
Might have even been a bookmark, not even a card.
did you ever set out to or
it
already.
It was this
do-
long.
it said book it on the end of it.
Had a tassel.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you ever do this or set out to collect like the first 150, 151?
Yeah, those are really the only ones I did collect.
Okay.
I don't
are
have...
those the ones you have with you now?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
These are the ones from 25 years ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
So they're originals.
Really?
Yeah.
They're the real OG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and it's even in a Pokemon binder, too.
That's really, really cool.
Nice.
Because, of course, you know.
There's Snorlax.
You get people.
Bitch. Yeah. Fat ass.
You get people, like, you know, putting together the collection. Oh,
the drawing.
Nice. An original Josh Turtle.
Probably a tracing.
Yeah.
Of course. It's got mean looking eyes and buck teeth.
That's what he looks like.
Voltorb?
That
oh!
Is,
okay.
Not Electabuzz. What am I doing? Come on, Josh. You're better than this.
come on. Fucking idiot! Come on, you're on the air!
That is Electrode.
Electrode. Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Voltorb had the red on the top and the white on the bottom, and then for whatever reason, it flipped. When it
gotcha.
Flipped.
I gotcha. Interesting. So what's cool is this is what you've carried with you since you were a kid. So every place you've lived,
nice.
Even as you've gotten married and moved into your own house, or... Your parent,
it's your house.
It's your it's your house, but you grew up in it.
Yep, I bought my parents' house.
Yes,
nice.
With now
these
now
Pokemon cards,
yes. and now I live there. How old is this drawing?
Same as like 25 years old.
Damn, that's awesome.
This is a piece of history.
So
right
this
here.
Is like all OGs.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I don't think this Machamp is first edition, but
nice.
The Charizard, unfortunately, is not.
Right.
Yeah,
right
that one's super expensive.
If
May I
took
take
a picture
for the Instagram?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
I took a picture of the what a Charizard is going for, a first edition shadowless Charizard, about $300,000.
Jeez.
Shit. Yeah.
And that's a graded 9.5.
That is a graded 9.5. Like, it does have to be like... 9 or 10 to get something like that, but it is.
There's Gyarados right there.
Yep. It is name your price on a first edition
Man,
shadowless Charizard.
And you just went for it. Because the way we do our sleeves is we'd go front and back because we had so many cards.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just flipping some baseball pages. Baseball, hockey. Get like variety. That.
That's really
that
cool.
That card, that Mewtwo card.
Oh.
Maybe.
It might have been.
This one.
It was not that one.
It might have been this. I think it was this one.
Gotcha.
Because Mew is actually, even though he looks like a little pipsqueak, isn't Mew more powerful than Mewtwo? Like and subscribe.
I think Mewtwo is technically more powerful.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mewtwo was just like created from Mew, so it was like Mew, and then Mewtwo is like a human creation Pokemon, so they just made him in a lab.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Took like Mew's DNA.
These are bringing back memories.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember at least seeing these cards.
I remember, like, some friends giving me, like, doubles. Like, there was...
You can have my garbage.
Yeah. I think I might have had this...
Charmeleon?
It might have been a Charmander.
Oh, okay.
But seeing the pictures, though, reminds me of, like... Like the Pokemon book you talked about with Pikachu on the cover and various like lunch boxes and toys. And so obviously you showed a great interest in it. So did your parents pick up on that and not just the cards, but like buy you like your backpack had like Pokemon on it.
I think my shoes had Pokemon.
Nice. Were they light up shoes?
They were.
Nice. That's awesome.
Those were cool. Yeah, my parents were really awesome about Pokemon.
Yeah.
My mom specifically would learn all of the names.
Oh, that's like, awesome.
She was so cool about it. Oh, yeah, there's the back
just
out of the sleeve.
The back of the cards alone give me nostalgia, and I wasn't even, like, super into Pokemon.
Yeah, and the ones from Japan actually say, like, Pocket Monster spelled out, and the Pokeball design
that's
is a little different.
Awesome. There's Jinx, that home record.
That is something else.
I don't understand why they went with that.
I don't know either. Kind of looks like it belongs in like a 1940s cartoon.
Yeah. But like
there's a lot of emphasized features that I'm not very comfortable with. One that shouldn't be around anymore.
Yeah,
exactly. See, there's
at the very least
Kadabra.
A disclaimer.
Yeah, exactly. At least let me know, Disney. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Kadabra right there with the one spoon. This is that's awesome. But that's cool that your mom took the time
to learn
the Pokemon to at least like talk with you about it.
Yeah, so she could like she knew that was all the rage. That was like what I was into. So she took it upon herself to like be like involved and
I gotcha.
I learn
cool.
all the names, so when I said something, she'd know what I was talking about.
Nice,
that's awesome.
So would it be one of those things?
Our dad's fine with just being clueless.
Yeah, exactly. Clueless Joe Jackson. So it was one of those things to where she'd be like. You'd be like, Mom, look. She'd be like, oh, cool, a Porkachu or whatever. They should have done a version of Pikachu as a pig.
I mean, there's pig Pokemon. There's Miltank.
Oh, Miltank. I know Miltank. Yeah. Isn't that a cow?
Or it is a cow.
Okay.
It's a little unsettling. But...
Sure. Because doesn't he have like a wide-eyed, like bewildered look on his face? Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't know where I am.
Miltank.
Does he talk like that?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But That Pokemon is one of the most annoying Pokemon.
Really?
I think, yeah.
Okay.
In the second game, so this is Gold and Silver, came out after Pokemon Yellow.
Okay.
It was Blue and Red came out, and then Yellow came out as a special edition, and then Gold and Silver came out.
Okay. Gotcha. Interesting.
Which covered the second season of Pokemon.
Did you have you played all the games? Did you own all the games? I know they're across different platforms.
Yeah. I have... I think all of the main series games.
Okay.
So there's like the core.
Yeah.
And then there's offshoot games like Pokemon Stadium.
Pokemon Snap.
Pokemon Snap.
I remember the N64. You really liked Pokemon Snap?
I liked it.
Yeah.
I don't think it got great reviews overall, but I had fun with
it. Yeah, because that's one like if I watch like a video about like worst N64 games, like Pokemon Snap ends up
really
on there.
yeah
I mean it was controversial because you're just taking pictures of Pokemon, but like what was the purpose of that?
Nothing really, you just all right. That was it.
I think the appeal is that it's at that time as close to an open world, right? Because you're actually going,
you're on a track like a roller coaster.
Oh, okay.
Going through, so you can't really walk around.
I gotcha. Never mind.
But you're on this track and you're taking pictures and you get scored at the end.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like take a better picture or of them in a certain pose or something. And you
ass cheeks spread.
Spread your blow. Spread your boys, Blastoise. Spread your boys, Blastoise.
It's fine as long as you're not behind the camera, like, oh yeah. Oh yeah, gotta get a clear shot of this.
Squirrel, yeah, squirrel. That's what I see why they call you Squirtle.
This one's for me. I see why they call you Squirtle.
And then you could print them out at the end so you can have them forever.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Case. So you could print them out from the game?
Yeah, if you had the attachment. Like there's like a little printer attachment you could attach to the N64.
That's cool.
Did you have it?
Nope.
Oh, all right.
Don't ask.
Nope. I actually didn't have an N64. My across the street neighbor did.
Yeah.
My parents didn't really let me have video games other than like handheld ones.
Yeah. Right.
Nothing that connected to a TV until I was like 16, 17.
Interesting.
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did you make it your goal to like, did you feel like you wanted to like, you were playing catch up? Because of course you heard about all the people raving about like the more popular games. So did you go out and try and make it your mission to play those? Or were you just like, it's all right, I missed out?
Well, all the Pokemon games specifically were released on handheld consoles.
Right.
So I had every version of Game Boy Color Advance.
Mm, yeah.
Well, I didn't have an initial Game Boy that came out in the 80s, but I had a Color, and I still have it. I have my all this stuff still. My Game Boy Advance, Advance SP, DS,
that's great.
3DS, all that.
Because you have a pretty nice office. You keep all that stuff. So is it kind of on display with all your Funkos and stuff like that? I say it as if I haven't been in your office before.
It was, I think. I had it on that shelf with the Funko stuff, and then I took it down because I needed more room for those.
Yeah, of course.
But I would like to put it back up. It's kind of a bitch to dust, though.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, I can imagine. Because you have some of like the bigger, you have an impressive like Pokemon Funko collection. You have some like the bigger.
Like the 12-inch ones that aren't the little guys,
Yeah. Who was, what's Blastoise evolution tree?
Squirtle.
Okay.
And then Wartortle.
Wartortle. Then who am I thinking of? The one that has the
Bulb on his back?
Yeah.
Bulbasaur.
Of course. Oh, it's in the name.
Boil boy. Boil boy.
You have a really, I remember the one that stuck on me is like, oh, nice Bulbasaur. Mm. Of course, I was like, nice. This guy, when I saw it.
Nice doggy.
Yeah.
I think I probably called it Bulbasaur. Because Bulbasaur is one I do remember from when I was a kid.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's one of the starters of that first generation. Nice.
Starters, yeah. Because like, every time we've talked about it with like Jake, Zach, and Jeff, they always talk about like the starter Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
So did you have a particular Pokemon that you like to have as like a starter on any of the games?
So every game is different. Right. And every game will have three new ones that are probably exclusive to that game.
Yeah.
I don't think, maybe in one of them they've taken pre-pass starters and brought them. But that's on like White and Black 2. So there's like Pokemon White and Black, and then there's a sequel.
Right.
So they kind of jumble it up a little bit. But all the like core games are all going to be different. And I usually go with like the water starter, whatever it is. So it's usually like grass, fire, water.
Right.
I just go with water because water beats fire and grass is stupid.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
This is just like vegetarian Pokemon?
Yeah, pretty much. But Bulbasaur would be grass.
Yeah.
I think he's like grass and poison or something.
Okay.
So he's like doubly weak to fire. So he's, I don't know. It's always water for me usually.
Cool.
So I was a Blastoise boy.
Blastoise boy.
Yeah.
What are some of the, because Steven was talking about the appeal for the one you were talking about was the look. What are some of the most badass looking Pokemon that you compiled?
Let's see.
I guess I could have helped here because you have an Ivysaur right here, and that's one of Bulbasaur's evolutions.
Yeah, that's his second stage, and then Venusaur is the last one.
I remember Venusaur.
I remember Raticate.
Raticate, and then Bulbasaur. Yep.
Yeah. It's Wartortle right there.
Yeah.
I unfortunately never got my hands on an original run Venusaur.
Mm.
That is, I have Charizard, I have Blastoise, and it's like 50 something bucks now, and I'm like, I don't need this.
And that's for like each card, because like as a whole, I think you're probably hard pressed to find like first edition collections at all, like within any sort of manageable price range, unless you're like Logan Paul
or like some streamer that freaks like who does it
for like the views or whatever, and they can. But yeah, like I can imagine the single cards are like pretty expensive.
They're getting a little pricey. I mean, we talked about the Charizard is crazy town. It's the one that I have is damaged, but it's still it's like bent.
Yeah,
they didn't have them in card protectors for a while, but that one's still like $450
that's
or something
crazy.
Now. Yeah, but
nice.
I mean, I'm never gonna sell it, and
because that's the thing. Because like it's. To anyone else, it's like, they're just cards. Who cares? But it's like, this is like memories.
Mm-hmm.
This is compiled nostalgia.
My childhood.
Childhood, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's you can't put a price on when something means a lot to you.
Sentimental?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I was going sentimental.
You can't put a price on like sentimental stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So, who's
some badass Pokemon?
Badass looking Pokemon.
I do have Charizard on that just because he just like quintessential. You think of a dragon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Looks like Charizard, even though he's not a dragon technically. Yeah. He's a fire flying type.
Interesting. Oh, and plus, he was on the cover of Pokemon Red, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Correct.
I think I asked you that earlier and you said correct. So,
no, I don't think so, but.
Okay. Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie, Indy.
Okie dokie, Indy.
I watched Indiana Jones the other night.
I love
Temple of Doom.
Uh-huh. Nidoking, talked about him. He's got spikes all over his body.
Yeah.
He's a tank. He's humongous.
Yeah.
He's awesome. Some from the newer generations, Rayquaza, which is like a huge dragon. Just like tiny arms at the front, but like... just this long, slender, kind of snake-like body.
Nice. Yeah.
He's pretty cool.
There's Nidorino right here.
Yep.
The card, so kind of,
Nidorino!
I think Nidoking is in here. It's on like one of these pages somewhere.
Ditto King? I just saw Ditto.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, nice. Oh, that is badass.
He's
like,
cool.
He looks like he's wearing armor up front.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yep.
Ninetales. I remember Ninetales.
Yeah. Yeah, Vulpix was her. I don't know. I always thought it was a girl for some reason.
Yeah.
Looks like a girl.
They look feminine.
Yeah, sure.
Nice feminine wolf. I'm petting Ninetales right now.
Look at these
poofs.
That's
an opinion that I have about Pokemon. They started making Pokemon way too sexy. And it's weird. I'm not for it.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel funny?
It makes me feel real weird. Like when I used to climb the rope in gym class.
Thank you.
I feel kind of funny. It's like I'm getting the feelings. Like there's the thing in my brain that's triggering when I see like something like a beautiful human, but it's a cartoon.
Yeah.
And I feel weird.
But they gave like Pokemon like curves and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, this is really weird.
Stop it.
Yeah. I'm not for this.
Yeah. Thought these were supposed to be like animal hybrids.
This one's straight up called Curvilicious.
This one's straight up J-Lo.
Yeah. This one's just Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's her picture on the card.
Yeah.
Yes. Badass Pokemon.
Yep.
Oh, oops. I haven't called Pokemon yet.
There it is. There's one Pokemon.
Another one, I would say, there's one called Scizor from the second generation.
Nice.
Scyther.
Ah,
you know that one?
Scyther.
Yes.
Yep.
He's got blades on his
arms.
He's pretty cool. He's in a good episode.
He's sweet.
Where him and Electabuzz are fighting.
Oh,
in the
nice.
First.
Badass.
That's a cool one.
Yeah.
But this is his evolved form, so... Mm. He's got like claws now, and he's all red instead of green.
Okay. Damn,
and
that's
it just
cool.
looks crazy. He's got a steel insect typing now, so he has like this metal
that's
armor on him.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Entei is a legendary Pokemon.
Entei. Okay,
it's like a giant dog.
Okay,
it's fire.
Legendary Pokemon. What's the distinction?
So there's only a couple legendary Pokemon per game, and they're like the hard ones to catch game.
Yeah.
They all have amazing stats, and a lot of them will like run around the map, and you have to like chase them.
You can't catch me.
Yeah. So it's not one that you would just. There's only one in the game,
right?
And you can't find it anywhere else in the wild. Where
I gotcha.
You could run into any patch of grass and find anything else.
Yeah.
These guys are usually in like a specific spot or a high in a tower or something.
I gotcha.
It's an event to go get them.
Cool.
So if you find them, you're like, oh, shh, be quiet. Be really quiet.
What is annoying with Entei is every time he'll run as soon as you encounter him. So like if you don't catch him quickly, he's gone. And every time you walk into a different route into the game, he moves.
Oh, man.
So you're just constantly like going back and forth in and out of routes to try and get him to spawn where you want. And it's just a chase around the map. And it's not fun.
Yeah, I can imagine. Do I have to do this?
Mm-hmm. Another weird thing other than sexy Pokemon is Pokemon with clothes.
This one's wearing FUBU.
There's one that has like a athletic sweater on, and it's part of his design, which is super weird, and I think it's inconsistent when they evolve.
Yeah, because
he didn't have that sweater before, and
he got a sense of style.
He starts like flashing on the screen, and then just ends up with a sweater. I'm like, I didn't buy that. Like, where did that come from?
Where did you get that?
The game send you a bill. It's like, what the hell? I didn't want this.
Then he evolves again, and his sweater changes again.
Oh man,
I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah,
it's kind of odd.
This one is assless chaps.
Speaking of the games, I did find an article, and I'm not an expert, so I don't know how good this article is. But I did find an article from Nintendo Life about this person ranks all of the, I guess, the main series games.
Yeah.
It was like 14 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay if I kind of go through that list and maybe provide your input?
Sure.
So this is from Nintendo Life. This is from October 10th of 2022, so fairly recent.
Oh, yeah.
So some nerd ranked all these games, and so they... Oh,
it was me.
It was me. I am Nintendo Life.
I have ranked all those games.
So they actually have 20, so it's quite a lot.
Yeah.
So I'll try and breeze through these, and if you have input, feel free to interrupt me. So number 20, they have Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. So that's on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it was released last year in November. Number 19, Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee on the Switch.
That was a good game.
Okay.
Yeah. That one was like a, what is it? Not a sequel, but...
it's like a remaster?
Remake.
Oh,
remaster.
Like a remaster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yep. I don't know, remake, remaster, they kind of changed it enough to be different from the original, but it was the same Pokemon used and the same map.
Gotcha.
Oh, so cool. It was like a remaster.
Yeah, sure. It's like a remaster of like Red and Yellow?
You're
fine. Totally fine. No, that's right. Because I had heard that before, because I think I had asked actually on like the previous Pokemon episode if anybody... right now would want to get into Pokemon, what would be your advice, like at least the video games? And I remember our buddy Zach was like, if you wanted to get into video games, you could try Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee, because it's kind of like a remaster of Red and Yellow.
Yeah, it's a good jumping off point.
18.
Did I say Red and Yellow or Red or Blue? Red and Blue.
Red and Yellow.
Okay.
It was Red and Blue, and then Yellow came out as a special edition a couple months later.
Okay, I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
At 18, he has Pokemon Sword and Shield on the Switch.
I remember
that's
when
a
that
good
came
one.
So a lot of these new ones I've heard are really good.
Yeah. Sword and Shield was cool.
Okay. 17, Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon for the 3DS.
I didn't like those ones.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people did. I didn't. I thought it was weird. This was when they first introduced not having... gym battles. So that was the whole point of Pokemon, is you go through the 8 gyms and you fight the Pokemon League and then you win, and that's the game. But this one was more like challenges that you had to do, and it was more, I don't know, it shook up the franchise, I guess, to kind of spin it like a different way, but I don't know, it's not what I wanted out of a Pokemon game, I guess.
Yeah, the appeal, it didn't have the appeal that you were looking for in a Pokemon game.
It was like a mission that you had to go do the gym challenge or something. I'm like, this is not.
This is not my Pokemon.
Hashtag not my Pokemon. In 16, he's got Pokemon Sun and Moon for the 3DS. Okay. Mm-hmm. 15, he has Pokemon Diamond and Pearl. I don't know.
The author.
Whoever they have. Number 15 is Pokemon Diamond and Pearl for DS from 2007.
That's the original of the Shining Diamond and Pearl, which is another remaster.
Yeah. I gotcha. Okay, nice. Pokemon X and Y for the 3DS at 14.
That was a really good
2013.
One.
2013. Okay, sweet, sweet. Good to know, good to know. Got to click over to the next page here.
Of course.
13, we're getting into Game Boy Advance, so Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire.
That is my favorite.
Is
game.
It? Oh, yep. Excellent. Nice. Chump has it at 13.
Yeah, a loser. that, not controversial opinion, but not popular, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I was around for when Gen 1 was out, and that's a lot of people's favorite, but I think Gen 3 had the best designed Pokemon.
Interesting.
Had the best map, the more like interactive story. It was a lot of fun.
Hell
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite generation.
Cool. Awesome. That's cool. Number 12 is Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire on
remaster
the 3DS.
Okay. Previous.
I gotcha. 11 is Pokemon Red and Blue for the Game Boy from 98. It was released in USA in 98. So that one's a classic. I remember that one, seeing that like at friends' houses and stuff. Number 10 is Pokemon Yellow version, so it's the special Pikachu edition for Game Boy.
Yep, Pikachu followed you around in that one.
Leave me alone!
Well, you could turn around and see how he was doing, and sometimes he'd be, like, mad at you or something. I'm like, what did I do?
They're going to say sometimes he'd be masturbating.
It's better than being mad.
Maybe that's why he's mad. You're a little pent up, Pikachu. yeah, I know. Sorry.
Pent up
Pikachu. That's actually
that
at number nine.
That sounds like a game, yeah.
That's number nine is pent up Pikachu. You got to calm him down all the time.
Do you have a list of like worst games too? Like I would love to know. Josh,
I do have a
worst
list
games.
Of worst games.
Okay. We can run through that really quick after this.
That one is not as long.
That's fine.
I probably have never played them because they were so bad.
Because they were bad, yeah.
I might know about them.
Number nine is Pokemon Black and White for DS from 2011.
Didn't care for the Black and White series much.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
There was Black and White and Black and White 2. That was the first game in the franchise that had like a number as a sequel.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened since, I don't think. They had Sun and Moon and then Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon.
I got
gotcha. Not like a direct number 2 sequel.
I got gotcha. Cool. I got gotcha. Number 8 is Pokemon Fire Red and Leaf Green for the Game Boy Advance from 2004.
The first remaster of Pokemon, the original.
All right.
So it's been remastered like 4 times. Yeah.
Hey, to catch those like new fans, new people coming
in. Gotta catch them all. The fans.
Exactly.
Number 7 is Pokemon Black and White 2 from DS. You just said you didn't care for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was just making sure I heard you correctly. And then we're going to the last page here on number 6, Pokemon Legends Arceus for Switch.
Yep, that one was fun. That one was kind of a breakaway from the mold on the standard formula again, but they still had, they didn't have 8 badges in that one. I'm making that up. But it was set in the past, a 1,000 years in the past or something.
Pre-Kimons.
That one was pretty cool though.
Okay, I gotcha.
The graphics were terrible. You could go up into the mountains, and you could see like the triangles of where they like pasted things to make a mountain, and they didn't smooth it over at all. So like you could just see, and then the grass looked like someone took a piece of wallpaper and like plastered it to the floor. That's what it looked
cool.
like.
Cool.
You disgust me.
The gameplay itself was good though.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I got it.
Isn't Arceus like the oldest Pokemon?
He's the god of Pokemon.
Nice. That's why the name sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number 5 is Pokemon Crystal for the Game Boy Color, 2001. Number 4 is Pokemon Gold and Silver for the Game Boy Color from 2000. I remember the cover to that one as I'm looking at it now. Number 3 is Pokemon Emerald on the Game Boy Advance from 2005.
That was like the special edition of Ruby and Sapphire.
Oh, okay.
So almost every Pokemon game has like a special. Mm-hmm. So it's like they release two at a time, yeah. And then a year later they'll release like the game and then downloadable content.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It. Not downloadable; it's already on the thing, but it's extra content.
The same
from
idea.
The main.
Game. I gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sweet. Number two is Pokemon Platinum for DS.
Mm-hmm.
So from 2009. And number one is Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver on the DS.
Those were awesome remakes of Gold and Silver, obviously. And yeah, it just had updated graphics and kind of quality of life improvements, which was pretty sweet.
So taking like your quality of life playing it?
Yeah. So in the first two games, I don't think you could run.
Oh,
so you had to walk everywhere, and the game's humongous. So I think you got a bike, and you eventually learn how to fly, but like three quarters of the way through the game. So like for the first three quarters, you're just walking everywhere, and it goes by obnoxiously slow.
That's annoying.
So in the remakes, you get running shoes.
Sweet. All right.
You press B to run.
So I pulled up the list. It's only seven games on the worst game one, and this first one is on from GameCube, so it's one that you wouldn't have played. But Pokemon Channel.
Nope.
For GameCube.
Is it like old Pokemon episodes?
It's just I guess so.
3D hand like flipping through the channel. Actually, that would be pretty cool.
Pokemon Dream Radar.
Nope. I don't know that one.
All right. I got it on my Dream Radar. Number five is
instead of a vision board.
It's my dream. I don't gotta use vision boards. I use Dream Radar.
Number five is my Pokemon Ranch.
I like to eat my Pokemon with ranch.
Well, that's a weird thing in the Pokemon universe. There's not really real animals.
Oh.
So if you like see a bird in the distance, it's a Pidgey.
Oh,
so
okay.
Like any meat that they're eating is like really weird.
I want that Pidgey meat.
Yeah. Or
Pidgey meat
like
sounds good.
There's a Pokemon that's a bull called Tauros. So
you'll
see them in a field or something.
Isn't that the bull with an afro? Or is that
that's Buffalant.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Like from,
it's a buffalo with an afro.
Yeah, that's from like Gen 5 or 6
something.
Buffalo.
Advertisement. Number four is Pokemon Battle Troze.
I was hoping you guys wouldn't sandbag that. It said Buffalo.
Number three is Pokemon Shuffle. Do the Pokemon Shuffle.
I've heard of that. I've heard of it.
The
commercials of that.
Never played it.
Number two is Pokemon Dash for the DS.
Heard it, never played it.
Okie dokie.
Again, he only plays good games.
Yeah. Pokemon
good
Rumble.
Good games only.
Good games only, Mom. Pokemon Rumble Rush is number one.
Okay. Wasn't there one that, like, I'm not even going to try to remember. I remember there was one, like, you could, like kind of the precursor to what the Wii could do. You could kind of control Pikachu. It was, like, from the N64.
I think that one's called, like, Hey You, Pikachu.
Yeah, that's right. You had, like,
and it came with, like, a... a little microphone thing that you could attach to the GameCube or the...
Knock that off!
Or was it the Nintendo 64?
I think it was N64.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got the same microphone for pent-up Pikachu.
Chill out. My parents are here. You're going to rub it raw. Seriously, again, this is the third time today.
Close up of Pikachu's like, oh, he's cross-eyed.
It's like when they faint in the show, they have X's over their eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
Turn in Japanese, you slip turn into that's the menu music.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, where are we at? I feel like this is flying by.
I know, we're already an hour.
Yeah, an hour and eight.
It's been great.
I will say I appreciate you taking the time
of course.
I'm sorry we couldn't address all of your notes.
Understood what this was. I'm just a chronic over-preparer.
Yeah, same. I appreciate it.
No, you're totally fine. I'm glad. I am so thankful that you did come prepared with five notes in your Pokemon card binder.
Yeah.
But now here's where we're just going to ask you to use your memory.
Okay.
So
I wrote my memories down.
Well, all right.
Fair enough.
I didn't want to forget them.
That's fair. So to kind of like, we're kind of reaching the end here with you, Josh, with Pokemon Pardue. but we want to kind of cap off the episode with what are some like of your favorite memories. I know we kind of touched on a little bit, kind of your mom took the time to learn and then kind of not a great memory with your pal ruining your birthday.
Yes,
and then kind of some of your like earliest memories. But as far as like everything we've talked about so far, taking into consideration everything you've indulged with Pokemon, what are some of your favorite memories involving the franchise?
Other than my mom and learning the names, that was a big thing that kind of helped, you know, just give me an outlet to talk to. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm, right.
My dad, any card that I wanted or needed, like, he knew the importance of Charizard.
Yeah,
right. Nice. Like, I didn't even talk to him as much about this, but I was like, I gotta have this card, and he bought one, that one, off of eBay. Like,
nice,
and
cool.
He just would not be outbid on it. Like, he would just constantly go up, and he's like, I gotta get this for him. Like, right. So that's he was awesome.
Good job, Ignatius.
Yeah, uh-huh,
your dad's name is Ignatius.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yep, and cool. I think his grandfather is also.
Does he go by like Iggy?
No, Nat.
Nat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's very unique.
Yeah.
Other than that, I remember getting my cards stolen when I was a kid by another kid in the neighborhood.
Whoa.
And I told my parents, and I'm pretty sure they told his parents because, well, I'm positive.
Yeah.
Because of what happens next.
Yeah.
Because his mom marched him over to our house and made him give me his whole collection of cards.
Whoa. Oh, man. So that thief stuff is in here.
I can... That one was his.
Oh,
that
sweet.
One was his.
That Machamp, you're the champ now.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Which, as a kid, I thought was awesome at the time. Looking back on it, I probably ruined that kid's life.
I was going to say that's extremely traumatizing.
Yep. Yeah. Or at least his mom did. It's not my fault.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
That if I had that happen to me, I would not be the same.
That's not hyperbole,
no,
I would think.
I would have probably cried for days and just been mad at my parents forever.
Absolutely. Yeah. I thought you were going to say she brought the kid over and turned him around. It's like, you give him a spanking.
I like to use the paddle. Use his cards.
Spank him with your binder.
Spank him with your binder.
That's awesome.
So that was an interesting memory.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, my parents, stolen cards. I remember a kid coming around the neighborhood just trying to sell his cards,
really?
Which was interesting.
Yeah.
So I actually think this Gyarados, he sold me.
Really?
And I got most of these other ones from that other kid. But this Gyarados, he was just selling them for 50 cents. $1 or something.
Just
because?
Like, just to make money, probably?
I think he was just trying to get rid of his cards. He didn't want them anymore. And
he's 40 years old, to be fair.
Yeah.
I think I'm too old for this.
My mom says I got to grow up.
Yeah. But I told my dad, and I was like, can you buy me these? And he's like, are they ones you need? Like,
that's amazing.
That's great.
So
I'm not buying you doubles, Josh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you not have it?
That's excellent.
Yeah. He was cool, and that was a cool kind of experience.
Nice. Did you ever have any moments like if you're at like a friend's sleepover and you all just hunker down and you have all kind of the sleepover accoutrement, you know, of course the pizza and the soda and all that, and you all just sit down and you just play Pokemon.
Stick in the mud Christian kid.
Yeah. and you just play Pokemon, whether as you had friends who had the console games or you just all sit around with your Game Boys. Like, did you ever have those moments where you just are all, even though you might be like all looking at a screen, you're all still together and you're all like, yo, check this out, blah, blah, blah. I can imagine you probably had a few of those.
For sure. And we would like spend the night at each other's house the entire weekend. Like,
oh,
we would do
man.
A Friday to Monday kind of thing.
Excellent.
Yeah. It was just Pokemon all weekend. We'd wake up. We had these toys that were Pokeballs, and they push the front button and it would open and there would be the figure inside.
Yeah, I remember those.
And we would just take, we had 100 of them, and we would just take those out to the yard and pretend like we were in the show.
That's awesome.
Throw them and they pop out, and we would do the hand motions and stuff like go. So that was fun. And then we go inside and we get the soda and the pizza.
Yes, of course.
And then
that's so cool.
The link cable.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
So to trade Pokemon back in the day, you had to have a link cable. Mm-hmm. It wasn't digital or it wasn't wireless.
Yeah.
And it was a whole ordeal. It took forever, like just to connect the two. And Yeah, we would just make whole weekends out of
that's
that.
Awesome.
That was
that's
awesome.
That's
yeah.
really that's cool. really really cool.
I love it. There's so much more you could dive into. So much mm-hmm. more meat on the bones with this. But just because, as we like we said at the beginning, it's such a popular and historically, you know, beloved franchise, mm-hmm. and we didn't even get into. We did in the first, I think, our first episode with Jake and Zach, or in PGP. Like, we didn't even get into like how you know more of the controversy, or how in Japan yeah. it caused seizures. And,
oh yeah,
like
Porygon that, episode.
Yeah, that's what. Because I was watching one of the lists, and Porygon was on one of the lists, mm-hmm. and they're like, except you know, even though there's that controversy around it, and it's like controversy. I meant to look yeah. it up.
But. Porygon is one of those that needs more love because he wasn't shown to the American yeah. audience because mm-hmm. it got pulled because yeah. it gave 600 kids in Japan seizures.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
Because they all had epilepsy or something, and yeah. it had crazy flashing yeah. lights in one of the scenes. So they pulled it before it ever even came over here.
Yeah.
And yeah, Porygon just kind of fell by the wayside.
Yeah.
And
we'll show Porygon some love on this show.
Yeah.
We love you, Porygon. Whatever bridge you sleep under now.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's just there's so much to talk about, and there's so much, again, we covered in our part one from 2 years ago,
yeah.
And so much we covered now. Josh, this was excellent. Thank
oh,
you for
so
joining
much fun.
Us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. That yes. was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Of course, and we'll have, now that you've seen and you enjoy this, have fun, we'll have you on more.
Yeah, we're doing next year. We're looking to do a season by season Simpsons retrospective.
Yeah, so a little sneak peek behind the curtain.
Oops, sorry.
No, that's fine. in tandem with kind of finishing the 2000s yeah. and probably starting the 80s,
not every season of the Simpsons.
Well, yeah,
it's
but
still going
but
on,
we're
but.
For the first 10 seasons, we're yeah. going to do a season by season retrospective,
yeah.
and by that we mean just ranking our top favorite episodes from those seasons, and it'll be like ebbs and flows
yeah.
of like because like season we'll. Season one will be like top five because there's not,
yeah.
you know, but you know, it'll be like,
that's
we'll flesh
right.
it out more
yeah.
also before we have you
sounds
on.
Sounds good.
But we'll next season, we're going to have a season by season, at least like the first 10 seasons, we're
yeah.
going to dedicate episodes to those ranking our favorite Simpsons episodes. And Josh will appear on one
mm-hmm.
or multiple.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
but other than that, this has been a blast. It's been a great time.
Yeah.
Hopefully you all have enjoyed listening. Let us know if you were a Poke fan. If you were or still are a Poke
mm-hmm.
fan, let us know your favorite things about it. Let us know your memories. And thank you all for listening.
Mm-hmm.
As always, until the next time,
be good to yourselves, be good to each other, because why would you want to be rude when you could be rad? See you next time.
This concludes our broadcast day.